He's coming home from night shift one night. Must have got a few too many red lights. I'm walking up home from swimming. Saw the light on the bath. Who's up in there? We're going to have a bit of a look. A bit of a late night bicky. Walk in. He's got his undies in the basin. You know, it takes a while to click. What's going on? He's washing them 100 miles an hour. Never seen him wash your undies so hard and fast. He didn't see me coming and walked up and said, g'day, and he's like a kangaroo in a spotlight. I said, you poo your pants. I said, what's it friggin' look like? I said, you pooed your pants. I said, listen here, son, you tell your mother and I'll flog you. You better flog me, I'm telling her. You're going. No, I didn't. I didn't have enough guts. Wish I did. Just once. You know, the dinner table. So it's my job to cut the bread, which is not a hard job, unless you're doing it for Dad, because he likes it the same thickness all the way down. Nice, neat and tidy. If it tapers off at the bottom, he says, makes you cut that bit off, piss it off and start again. Cut the bread and hurry up. Stop mucking around. Come on, stop fart-ass. I love when he said fart-ass. Stop fart-assing around. I'd give him the shits that always go... Carl, keep going. You know, at school, when kids used to come up and say, Baron, you're a smart-ass. You know what I used to do? I used to bend over, get my bum cheeks. Go, one plus one? They love you for that. Come on. Cut the bread. Flies are going everywhere. Be cold. Hurry up. Rucking around. Galoot. Hurry up. What do I have to do it all the time for? What about Troy? You forget and you look at him sitting there with two peas hanging out of his nose. Oh, fuck, leave him. He's gone. Cutting the bread. Looks all right so far at the front. Look around the back, oh shit's going skinny. Bend it out, now it's now looking worse. I said, can't you cut the bread straight? Nah. At least I don't shit myself. You want a nappy poo poo poppy?